The former All Blacks coach Laurie Mains believes it's vital the team develops its ability to go to Plan B when Plan A isn't working. Saturday night's historic loss to Argentina means the New Zealand side have lost back-to-back tests for the first time in 9 years. It was also the Pumas' first win over the All Blacks at their 30th attempt. Laurie Mains told Clay Wilson the All Blacks had work to do, but stressed Argentina deserve immense credit.
The outstanding thing in my mind is just the commitment and ferocity that Argentina went about the game. I mean, I can't believe it. They haven't played for 13 months and they produced a performance like that. It would have to be a best ever for Argentina. I thought it was just superb. On the other hand, the All Blacks didn't meet fire with fire on that occasion. And even when they were getting plenty of ball, they maybe lacked variation in their game. And I guess it's something we've seen from them for the last couple of years. When they come under intense pressure, they're finding it hard to change their game to suit the circumstances.
Yeah, just to further expand on that, how much do you think the result was down to Argentina being very good as they were, or the All Blacks just being poor?
Look, I would have to give Argentina the credit for that. I wouldn't say the All Blacks were poor. They played okay. They were just outplayed in pretty much every facet of the game. They need to look at a plan B when, you know, the way they want to play it is not working. And it reminded me quite a bit of the World Cup semi-final where England tackled New Zealand out of the game. And they were very creative themselves. They were a handful for New Zealand and everything that they did.
Another issue we saw cropping up for the second straight week was the opposition tended to get under the All Blacks' skin. And how big an issue is that in terms of being able to deal with those kinds of situations when teams want to get in their face and bring the niggle?
Yeah, you'd just about swear Sean Fitzpatrick was coaching that side. They did get under the skin of their opposition, the Argentinians, but there was some silly stuff there that there's just no need for. And there are one or two players in the All Blacks that are inclined to respond to that, and they just need to get their discipline a bit better. And I heard Sam Kane say that, and he was quite right.
Back-to-back losses for the first time in 9 years. Are these two results outliers, or is there something deeper going on here, do you think?
Well, I think there's something a little bit deeper. I think we need to move our game forward a little bit. We've had a very similar game for a few years now that was incredibly successful when it came up. And I will add that was with Beauden Barrett at first 5'8". And when opposition teams have put us under extreme pressure in the midfield and not let us get that running game going, it's been very hard for the All Blacks to counter that. Now, I think they need to prepare a game plan that not one for a whole game, but if the opposition are doing that to them, then we need to develop another strategy, a set of tactics that we can use for 10 minutes in a game or 15 minutes, however long it takes to get them back.
Ian Foster, 5 games in charge, just 2 wins, so there's already a few questions about that. What sort of pressure do you think he'll be feeling based on that record so far?
Look, an All Black coach feels the pressure even if you win but don't win well, if you're expected to win better. So he'll be feeling the pressure. It's a bit early to make any judgments on that. So, that coaching team, they're not silly, and they will have witnessed what happens, and they will realise they've got to have a plan B up their sleeve when teams are putting them under great pressure.
Laurie Mains talking to our reporter Clay Wilson there. Tough loss to the Pumas, our first loss ever. But boy, you
are
got
you
a hand
sure
to
you
them.
Didn't say that they were going to win on Friday?
I think I would have been along with Joe Porter, our rugby reporter, and believing that we had that one won easily. So
yes.
Yeah, that was quite a surprise. But boy, the emotion that the Pumas showed afterwards was amazing. There was tears. It was hard not to think it was good for the game. If we could say that,
it is good for the game.
It is good for the game, I suppose.